This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Dirty's not here, but Box Wine Luke is in the building. and Show and T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is... It is 5 o'clock fire. 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by the Inspirity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course. And not only is that the latest is we are here live on the second leg of our crawfish circuit tour. And it brings us here to Sugar Land. And we are live here at Spectators in Sugar Land, Spectators Bar and Grill. And listen, it is starting to pick up. People are getting off work. The inside is getting filled up. The outside is having a good time. Let me hear you, people. Let them. There it is. Yeah. And crawfish is out and about. My man Travis got some. I think my daughter just ordered a pound of crawfish. You can get some crawfish here as well. And also remember, it is Fiesta Friday in the building. $4 Mexican beers, also $5 margaritas. I'm certain, boy, you can probably get some tequila and get a deal on some tequila out here today. And they do so many things. Follow them at spectators.com because, hey, you can find as many events as they have. They're doing something special at all three of their locations here in their three locations, Richmond, Sugar Land, and Riverstone. Over the Masters this weekend, they do things all the time, so check them out there as well. But it's a good time being had here as a lot going on. And the Astros, they are back. They are back on the mound, and it was crazy, man. We were leaving the studio, and they had just hit a grand slam, but they still were in the lead. The Mariners had hit a grand slam, but the Astros were still in the lead. But, hell, by the time I got in my car and I was halfway home, they had somehow lost that game 7-6. And Brian Abreu had blown a save there. So they had the day off to stew on that a little bit. They end that road trip 3-3. And now they're back home to host. I know Tyler laughs at it. I posed this question to Luke before the show. The are they for real Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim? They face Mike Trout and them. No. And the Angels. The Angels right now are 8-4, four games over 500 in the AL West, only trailing the Rangers right now. But they face them, and this is a big night to me, Luke, because, listen, they need to have as many guys in this rotation that they can count on, and they can at least have the ability to give them a chance in games. And one of the guys right now, since you have Spencer Arrigetti going to the IL with that freak injury, One of the guys there is Ronel Blanco. Ronel Blanco was huge for them last year. Hell, you can say in the first half he was their best pitcher.
I
think he should have been an all-star. It was. It is huge. And I felt like he should have been an all-star last year. He had pitched that well and held them afloat at times where others were struggling and they had injuries. He has not been good. His ERA is near 10 in two starts, and he has only pitched 6 2/3. His last game, he didn't get out of the second inning, Luke. So this is a big night for them and Blanco, because they got to have him to at least give them something.
For sure, and especially because of the opponent, because the way the Angels have gotten off to this hot start has been with the bats and mostly just mashing home runs.
Yep, including their best player.
That's right, for now. we'll see if he makes it through the weekend.
Jesus, Tyler.
If
he makes it through the weekend, damn.
I was doing it.
Tyler will be right there smiling on Monday. Yep.
I was giving him the Friday off.
That's so taxes and that. Mm-hmm.
But that's why it's a good test, because this is a team that's been mashing early in the year. They're the only team in the division that's been hitting so far. So you want to see something. It's at home in front of the home crowd. It's against a pretty formidable lineup. And just, you know, anytime you face a divisional team, they're big games. These are big series, even this early in the year, especially with the way these two teams have started. And usually those are the teams that know the most about you. They know the pitcher better than anybody. So this is a good test for him. And you want to see him show up and show out against this Angels team and kind of put them in their place, not only tonight, but this whole weekend for the Astros. The Angels are off to this great start. They're one of the big storylines of the AL right now. You like to try to knock them down, back down to earth a little bit in your ballpark this weekend.
Let me ask you this, Luke, and the people here on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. You can jump in on this. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, I'll let you get the first crack at it, Luke. Do you think the Astros still have that Astros fear to the rest of the teams in the division? Do you think that my father-in-law is shaking it off like he's shaking off a curveball? He is saying no. Do you think that they still have that? That the boogeyman is coming to get us?
I don't think so.
Think it's worn off?
Yeah, the only team I would say to the division, no. The only team is maybe the Angels, in the sense that they've been so bad for so long.
Yeah.
They haven't been able to compete at the level of the Astros. Maybe they still look up. But no, like if you're the Rangers, certainly not. You have aspirations of getting back to the World Series this year.
Won the title, yeah.
I don't think you fear them. If you're the Mariners, we just saw what you mentioned it off the top of this hour, what they did the other day, down 5 runs with 2 outs in the 8th. They come back and win. Rosarena's pimping the grand slam. Like, you know, they don't care. They're not afraid. So if anybody, maybe the Angels, but this is also kind of this new feel Angels team that's having a great start to this season. But no, I think the Astros have lost that boogeyman aspect in the division, or really just in the AL in general, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, so we'll watch that. They got a big weekend series against the Angels. Again, the Angels are 8-4. The Astros they have been awful. Obviously, listen, they've been here. They were down 10 games in the division to the Mariners last year, and obviously got back in a hurry and won that division kind of going away. So they've been here before, but this is a series, as you said, to kind of keep the Angels in place, to let them know, like, hey, we're the Astros and you're still the Angels, all right, and you're not pulling this thing up.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, before we get to the Rockets and figure out what they're going to do tonight, as we saw what they did the other night. We'll get to them. But the Masters is happening right now. And I want to hit this leaderboard to you fellas. And Tyler, I'll let you jump into this one first. And you can run through this as well, listeners. And Luke, here is the leaderboard right now. Justin Rose, who led after round one, he is still leading. And he has finished at 8-under. Bryson DeChambeau went 4-under today. He is now 7-under for the tournament. Connors, the Canadian, went 2-under. He's 6-under. And then there is a tie right now with him, Connors, Roy McIlroy, who went 6-under today. He was even par to start the day. He went 6-under today, and he is now 6-under for the tournament, 2 off the lead, followed by Scottie Scheffler is in there. And then as well as Shane Lowry, who is 5-under, 3 back. Jason Day is 3 back. Tyler, does this set up for you and for, I guess, the Masters and the PGA Tour overall, does this set up to be a good thing, in good shape over the weekend with that leaderboard?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, anytime you're saying a few of those names, really, you listed off there, but anytime you tell me you got the world's number one in Scottie Scheffler, you got that Irishman Rory, just them two, really, I'm in. Like,
yeah,
I'm in
two,
for the
yeah.
weekend just with those two names, but even some of the other ones are good, too. But, no, I'm going to be locked in, glued to that TV screen for these third and fourth rounds of the Masters out there at Augusta.
You know what? The thought of Scottie Scheffler and Rory in the chase, and then like with those two not only having to deal with each other, but them, and we could see them potentially in the same group coming up this weekend, coming up tomorrow, where they are right now. And by the way, Scotty's not done. Scotty's got still a few more holes to play, so he could even improve upon that being two back. But no, I think right now with absolutely no Tiger, right, and you know, Phil is, I mean, he's not going to make the cut.
No.
Some of the other names, you know. I think for me, this is probably as well as it could get. This is probably as good as it could get when you look at the thought of having those two big guys, one and two in the world, the two guys I think pretty much are the best golfers right now. I think this is the best they could have right now.
Absolutely. You asked me before the start what would be the, you know, the biggest storylines for Sunday, and that's what I said. Either Scheffler trying to go for back-to-back, you know, which hasn't happened in over two decades, or Rory trying to get his first. And so if you have those two being the one and two going at it with those two storylines, I think that's the perfect scenario for this tournament and for a fun Sunday finish.
Yeah. It should be entertaining. As we can continue to look at this, it's probably the best thing they could have without some of those big stars. So, again, in the hunt right there, two off the lead is Scottie Scheffler, the number one player in the world that's been the dominant one, and then Rory, the one. I think, right, tell me if I'm wrong here, Tyler, Rory has a chance to complete the Grand Slam,
yeah.
Yeah, with winning all the majors.
Yeah, the career one. Yeah, the career
Masters
Grand Slam.
The only one he hasn't been able to win up to this point. So
he's choked one away pretty bad before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is something nervous about him if he's leading late.
Yes. I'm tuning in.
That's got a bit of a Greg Norman feel to it.
Yeah.
That is he going to choke this thing like Duke and well, the other team that choked earlier this week.
Too soon. By the way, Fred Couples, Bajani's guy, went 4-over today and is going to miss the cut. So
damn, he started off so well in that.
Oh, wow.
Bajani was excited. Fred, he was excited yesterday.
Fred Couples, who, just like our executive producer, Tyler Milner, wears a visor when he golfs.
Fresh-ass visor, that's right.
Oh, we've got a name for it. Fresh-ass visor. All right.
I mean, I don't look bad when I'm wearing it. I wouldn't worry, you know?
You just shut up and let me do my job.
5 o'clock fire.
Shove it up your ass, Jim. All right, and I did that in front of my kids.
I was hoping for it.
All right, the Rockets, they're playing out the string. They've got the two seed wrapped up, and they played the Clippers. They set a lot of guys basically almost everybody but Jalen Green. They set a lot of those guys out. They now play the Lakers. And I'm wondering from you, Luke, and the people, how do you think they should be handling this? They set everybody out against the Clippers, and now they have the Lakers and I believe the Nuggets?
Yeah,
the Lakers and the Nuggets left in their final two. Obviously, they cannot change any of their positioning, but they will sit these two games out, and then we know because of the play-in, they will be out another week before they would start their series. How do you think they should be handling these games down the stretch?
Like, it's preseason. Play the starters, if anything. Play them very little, like a quarter at most. Jalen Green's the one that I would make an exception for in terms of you want to sit some of these guys full game, fine. I would have him play and start each of these last two games. I don't know if it's important to Jalen Green, but he has started every game the last 2 years. He has one of the longest streaks. If he starts these last two games, he's going to have the longest streak for the Rockets in like two decades. I don't know if he cares about that.
When you have a chance to do Cal Ripken, you do it.
Right. So start him. Take him out the first dead ball if you want, for all I care. So he's the one that I would make sure I start each of the two games. You want to sit the other players, you know, your other starters. That's fine, because the most important thing to me is the rest and the health when it comes to the playoffs. And rust, I'm not as concerned about rust in basketball. It's not, you know, baseball so much about timing. Yeah. Basketball, these guys are still going to get their shots up. They'll get some cardio in, you know, at the arena, even if they're not playing. I know it's a bit of a long layoff, especially within the play-in round, but I'm pushing these guys. If you have them suit up, have them play maybe 10 minutes just to get a little, you know, cardio in, but very little. I would want to see very little from your starters these last two games.
All right. Well, here is the injury report if you're ready. Tari Eason, out, lower leg. Dylan Brooks, out, rest. This is his second consecutive. Amen Thompson, out, rest. His second consecutive. Alperen Şengün, out, personal reasons. He missed the last game as well. Fred VanVleet, out, ankle. He missed the last one as well. Jabari Smith, out. He missed the last one as well with the groin. And then everybody's favorite, or at least Reggie's favorite, Jason Tate is out with an ankle injury. So they are seven out in this game. They are going deeper than you just talked about. They are damn sure treating it like a preseason game, even worse than that. This is just a game that doesn't even matter right now at this point. They're not playing anybody, and it's interesting because the Lakers, this game is important. The Lakers need to win one of their final two games to likely hold on to that three seed. And I'd imagine right now as they're playing all their guys, it looks like that will probably happen. So the Rockets are doing them a favor.
You would certainly hope so. But who was it? Wasn't the Warriors a team the other night? They lost to the Spurs.
They lost
who
to
were
the
obviously
Spurs, yeah.
Trying to lose. And so you never know. But, yeah, the Lakers should win tonight. That was we got into this a little bit yesterday. I mean, you really have to crunch the scenarios to try to figure it out. But I do wonder how the Rockets could impact the standings based off these last couple games and if it would lead to any more desirable standings for the playoffs, if you will,
yeah.
You know, to see if they could better their draw.
Maybe not this game, but the next one, the Nuggets, you know, if they beat them, do the Nuggets drop right like where they are? So we'll see. I don't think the Nuggets can get to the play-in. Like, you don't want – like, you're the Rockets. You don't want them to end the play-in.
I know. That's the
tricky
part.
Yeah, that's the thing is. But, no, they clearly are going this route. They're going the route. And I wouldn't imagine Sunday they change against Denver. I'd imagine they probably sit most of their guys in that game, too.
And that's – yeah, unless it's just they've been off for the last week. Here's one last tune-up before the playoffs. You give them a little run, but – yeah, there's really not much reason to. These guys will be ready to go. They're not going to be rusty come, you know, first round of the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, speaking of the Rockets, there is a major rumor going around that doesn't affect the Rockets, let's say, right now, but could in the future. We got to address that. That's coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.
Shout out, thank you, to Tyler Milner, who just tweeted about my appearance with you guys with a cool video. Thank you very much, Tyler.
Live from Spectators in Sugarland, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, there we go. As we are live back here, Spectators here in Sugarland, letting you know, we've got about maybe 15 more minutes before we call our final winner. You can win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All you got to do is do like our guy just did. Sign your name, put it in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to win $25. We've done three gift cards already. This is our fourth and final one. So do that right now. If you're in the building, if you're on your way, you can sign your name, put it in. Right now, as we've had a good time, crawfish is flowing. It is Fiesta Friday. Make sure, there you go. I see people back there. They got them. There you go. Somebody took out Osita and said, "Who orders 1 pound of crawfish?" Well, hell, somebody who just want 1 pound of crawfish.
I thought the same thing. That's pretty odd.
Is that odd?
I mean, literally and figuratively. Yes.
What's the floor? Two.
Yes, I think floor is two.
So you have to get at least two. Listen, I'm gonna leave it to the experts. So you would never go just one.
No, that's like not even a snack. Like
that's not even a snack. Yeah,
he gonna peel a pound of crawfish and just be done. Come on, OC, yeah, be better.
Baby. Be better. What about kids? Can kids bang out a pound? Is that
it? Yeah, I'll accept. I'll make an exception to the rule for the kids.
You accept an 8-year-old can do it? They can bang out.
Whoa,
one.
I don't know about 8. Like maybe
eight,
6
so
and under.
Eight's got to be 2. So 6 and under is 1 pound. 8's got to be 2 pounds.
That's all what right. I'd say. Yeah,
that's what you say. All right, I'll leave it to the experts. By the way, no one else is using gloves. Do you judge him? He said he would only eat crawfish if he had gloves. Oh my God, Doug! I'm sorry, Luke. That guy, the look on that man's face and the lady's face—it
better have been disgust.
Oh, it's pure disgust. Ugh. I mean, pure anger and disgust with this thing. All right, let me get out of here before I make you a villain in here, Luke. The betting odds say that the Rockets are the team in the offseason that will land Kevin Durant. One of the biggest. We talked about this the other day. What's the biggest surprise of the NBA season? Mm-hmm. Is the Rockets being the 2 seed the biggest surprise of the NBA season? And I think there is a fair argument that that is the case. But I think there is also a fair argument the Phoenix Suns flat not making the playoffs at all with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal all on their team is an absolute a shame, the craziest thing ever to see if they would make the play. So I think there's an argument with that. We'll talk about it. So I already got somebody say they don't want KD. All right. Kevin Durant, when you hear that, when you hear Kevin Durant, the betting odds show that the Rockets would be the team most likely to get Kevin Durant in a trade in the offseason. Your thought process is what?
I would be intrigued. As I've said previously, I'm on the fence. I'm not as adamant as a lot of Rockets fans that don't want him,
we don't want him at all. I understand, but like the pure, I don't want him. That is a little like my man here. That is a little aggressive.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm not there. I would have to see the package first, which you have to give up in order to get
Durant.
See
what you have to give up.
That's the biggest thing. But then even so, even if it's a good deal, my concerns are just that at his age, you know, we've never seen a championship team be led by somebody at his age. And we also just haven't seen Durant lead a team where he's the number one, even in Golden State, where you have Curry to lean on, even Klay Thompson, even what Draymond was bringing to the table. I know this Rockets team is talented and has a lot of weapons. I think Durant would fit really well, but there isn't still that Steph Curry where I don't know if just adding Durant will get you a championship, especially at this age. So those are my concerns. I'm not going to completely rule it out. If I'm the Rockets, of course I'm having the phone call. I'm seeing if it makes sense for us. But also for me, I'm also not at the other end where add Durant, champion contender next year. I don't know if he gets them there either. So that's why I'm on the fence of if it would be worthwhile for the Rockets to take that risk.
All right, I see some people coming in on this thing here. Durant to the Rockets, no KD, only ring is from a super team. Crappy attitude, find another way. Houston loves our homegrowns. Listen, to me, the no way on KD, I can't get with. To me, it would really have to come down to what they are looking for, the package that they're trying to get. That's what it comes down to for me, because I think you all are crazy if you think KD can't wouldn't. Like, he, what his skill set is to me, arguably the biggest question that they have. What he's able to do is arguably the two biggest things with the Rockets is their experience issue, which, yes, they got Dylan Brooks, yes, Steven Adams, and yes, Fred Van Fleet, they have had experience. But the bulk of their guys that they're depending on, this is going to be their first round. That is the other one. That is one thing. And the other one is, who do they go to late in games? Who do they go to close? Who do they go to to go get buckets. And not just a last-second shot. I'm talking about the last 4 minutes when they play games in series. We know the Timberwolves where they're going to go. We know the Warriors where they're going to go. Hell, we know if he throws a grenade, but we know where the Grizzlies are going to go. Right? We know the options that the Lakers have. We know where OKC's going to go. We know where Denver's going to go. That's their one answer. And to me, I don't think that KD is just falling off a cliff. I mean, he still averaged 26.5 points a game, six yeah. rebounds, and he just puts them there. And I think when you get him, you allow, like, he's got Amen Thompson. He's got all these defensive-minded guys, because I just don't believe, like, if to me, if the Suns came to you and said Amen Thompson, well, they can go F themselves.
For sure. Right? I was going to ask you, who are the untouchables for the
Rockets? Thompson, I'd probably say Şengün.
Yep. I'm with you on those two. That'd probably be it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Jalen Green, I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about. But those definitely would be because they fit with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right there. But I think right now that is what they have missing. And so, to me, it can't be a no way. No way I'm not listening to that. No way. No, I think I got to at least listen to and what the package is.
And they say sure.
Because
no.
What he can bring to the table is everything that they're missing right now.
Yeah, it'd be malpractice to ignore any phone calls from the Suns or to ignore this conversation if you're the Rockets front office. And Brian Windhorst laid out the salary cap implications and why the Suns really need to. It's not even a choice.
Oh, yeah.
They need to unload Kevin Durant, which drives down the asking price. So the Rockets, you know, if you're the Rockets, you could hopefully get him for, if it comes to that, you could get him for a lesser package, for a better deal. And I do understand the idea of not wanting to break up this good, solid group for a 37-year-old who might only give you 2 to 3 years. So I do see that side of it.
I get that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, what you've built, you want to continue to build that. But certainly what they're missing is that go-to guy. I just worry about Durant's age. And then maybe it's unfair, but just that idea of not being the true 1A of a championship team. Now, if he was a couple of inches back in Brooklyn on that three-pointer against Milwaukee, it might be a different story. That was all him, that series, and he was dominant, but just haven't seen him lead a team on his back to a championship.
Okay, on to what you just said there, where you went there, someone texted, is KD even the guy anymore? And I would say I don't think KD is a guy that is your number one, like your number one player that you will – like your number one in the sense of, like, everything revolves around him. Everything we do revolves around him. I don't know that he is that, but I do know he is a bucket getter.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like he is still the guy. And when you put him in a space where, hey, man, defensively – like, it is not called upon that you have to be great in every single aspect of the game. Like, but hey, man, go score and go get buckets, right? And now we're not saying play embarrassing defense, right? Like right now, would Luka work on the Rockets?
No. Well, no. He doesn't
get
fit.
Get out of hell. Luka, well, Luka will work anywhere.
That's what I mean. He doesn't fit what they have, but absolutely.
I would take him on any team.
But
I'm saying, what his, you could figure out and work away, and Kevin's a better defender than he is, and just with how tall, I know he doesn't want to believe that he's 7 feet, but with however tall he is and his long arms, he's a better defender, especially when he wants to. So
for sure.
I think you can make that work. Again, if it has Amen Thompson or too many picks, like, you can go right on to hell, like, with that. And then we don't talk about it, and then you go on and do your thing. But that is one where I am really surprised the reaction from some people who are 100% no, I don't want to give up Jabari Smith for it. Like,
I also do wonder, you know, for Ime Udoka, his style and how that translates with a star. Like, I think why Mike Malone got fired, why Jenkins got fired in Memphis is because these stars do run the teams, and you got to have these player coaches now in the NBA, and I don't think Udoka's that way. And in Boston, he didn't really have that true superstar and had success there. And, you know, in Houston, they don't have that either. I'm curious if there would be some sort of clash if you brought in any sort of superstar, not just Durant.
Yeah.
And with Ime and the way he coaches, and if that would lead to, you know, butting heads and ultimately some sort of problem.
Ime's got to work around that. But, mm-hmm. yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, it's got to all make sense. But to me, the people that are just out on it, I can't get with that. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll make you a little cash tonight as T-Mill's best bets roll through 65% this week. All right, Wednesday and Thursday weren't great in the red, but still overall in the green, 65%. He'll make you some cash. We'll get to that, as well as tackle the biggest story of the day with the Texans. They bring in Jalen Petrie and extend him, not bring him in, but they extend him and give him $39 million to his current contract. What does that in a big picture overall mean? We'll discuss that coming up next right here on The Drive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What's up, T-Money?
What a son of a bitch.
Live from Spectators in Sugarland, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here at Spectators Bar and Grill. And I see a couple right here taking advantage of the Fiesta Friday, baby. That looks like a $4 Mexican beer and a margarita. Why not? Have a good time, baby. And clap it up. Give yourselves a hand. We've had a good time out here. Appreciate everybody who stopped by and come out. Congratulations to Monty, who is our final winner of our $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We gave away four today. And congratulations to all of our winners. We will be at our next stop next week, as we are doing this each and every Friday, our crawfish circuit. And we will let you know. Check Odyssey, check SportsRadio610.com to see where the next event is, as well as listen to Sports Radio 610, as we will let you know where we are headed next on Friday. But a great show. Shout out to our promo staff, Osita, who always does a great job. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. There we go. Shout out to our engineer, Aaron, who is in the building. He has kept us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch. And the great staff here at Spectators and all of you. It has been a great, great time. And as well as our guy Tyler back at the station keeping us on the air and doing his thing as well. All right, before we get to T-Mill's Best Bets where we make you a little cash, I feel like both of you degenerates lost money over the last couple of days. I was thinking about y'all from y'all bets on Wednesday, but make you some cash coming up in just a bit. Don't worry. They're gonna end it in the bank. Had a good week, 65% in the green. They'll end it in the bank, so you can trust these guys, kinda. So stay tuned for that. T-Mill's Best Bets here in a bit. Remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Houston Texans. John Harris, our guy, draft guru, also sideline reporter for the Texans. They're up next to discuss the Jalen Petrie contract. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And John Harris, is this right? His mock draft 18?
I just made that up.
Mock draft 18.0. Damn, John.
My bad.
Nah, John's probably about three. You know I read what's on the slant.
No, that's my bad. I forgot for a second, but that was me. My bad.
There we go. John probably had about two or three of them out, but he'll go over his mock draft as well. And then Area 45 live and local Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago coming up after Texans All Access. All right. One of the things that jumped out to me when I saw the signing of Jalen Petrie is, one, happy for Jalen Petrie. Shout out to Stafford's own as he got paid. A good dude, one of my favorite players. I think, honestly, just in terms of dudes, like Dameon Pierce and Jalen Petrie are probably a couple of my favorite guys on the team. They're just good. Will Anderson, CJ, but those two guys really just you know, it's just you just root for those guys, man. They just seem like really cool dude. Son, untuck your shirt, man. They seem like really, really cool dudes. But one of the first things that came to me was, man, they are serious about this defensive side of the ball. They have extended everybody on this side of the ball. They have extended Derek Stingley. They have extended Danielle Hunter. They've extended Jalen Petrie now. They've added EJ Speed. It just feels, Luke, that they have a – maybe I'm off on it, but it just feels like they have a different approach on the offense as opposed to the defense.
Agreed. Absolutely. And, you know, when you look at the commitments made on this roster, they have been more on the defensive side of the football than the offense, not only this offseason but long-term. I mean, I said the number earlier, but if you look at contracts for 3 years and beyond, three quarters are on the defense. If you go to 4 years and beyond, 80%. Now, look, that's long-term. A lot can change in the next couple of years. Obviously, they're going to have to make a big commitment, we assume, to C.J. Stroud if he bounces back this year and beyond. But, yeah, and I think part of that, it could almost be subconscious. But I think when you have a defensive head coach, DeMeco Ryans is so ingrained in that defense, and I imagine those are his guys. I don't know how involved he is in the offense, if he's in the meetings, if he's working with the offense during practice, so on and so forth. And you want to keep those guys because that's who you've been working with and that's who's running your defense. And this defense has been good. I'm not opposed to extending the guys that they have, but it's a little bit out of balance, out of whack, it seems, based off of their actions.
You think they realize it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you have to. I feel like I could see, I could see DeMeco maybe not really realizing it until he sits back until someone says, like, hey, you know, we got a lot of this on defense. You know, I kind of explain it to him. But I don't know. I don't know if, like, Nick Caserio is sitting there thinking. I mean, I guess you have to realize. Because I do more on offense.
Because I guess in my thought process, I find it hard, like, if DeMeco Ryans wanted to get, like, all right, man, we got to fix our front four. Mm-hmm. We got to fix our front four. Like, that's the big problem on this team is on the edges, on the end. We have got to fix the front four. I just don't think if he came out and said that's the number one thing we got to fix, Luke, that we would see defensive linemen on the front four that would be the equivalent of Lakin Tomlinson or Ed Ingram. Like they went out there and they said last year, hey, we got to fix the front four. And they went and signed Danielle Hunter and gave him damn near a fully guaranteed contract of $50 million. Like, that's what, one of that's the best point in the game. They went out and signed him, right? Like, so I, that's that. Like, when you look at that, it's just like, I just don't think that's what he would do. He said, oh, we need some linebacker help. I think that offensive line and receiver is much more of a priority than linebacker. He went out and got a starter in EJ Speed. So it just does, just by the look of it, feels like they look at it differently.
It's true. You know, they say most decisions are made about you without you in the room. You know, like when your bosses decide they're going to move on or they're going to hire, whatever, you're not usually in those conversations. And so, yeah, if D'Amico's having those if he's the one in the room, like the defense has that advocate in D'Amico Ryans, who obviously carries a lot more weight than any sort of coach on the offensive side. I mean, shoot, they just got rid of their offensive coordinator. So when you're sitting down and you're talking about that, or when D'Amico even thinks about what we need, to your point, you know, he might come to Nick, hey, we need this sort of linebacker. All right, let's go out and get it. We need this, where he's not necessarily thinking so much on the offensive side. And so many defensive coaches, too, just like to run the football and play defense. Like, they don't even worry so much about, we need these three receivers or we need these weapons on offense. They think, no. We're going to win with defense. Offense will be its thing, especially if you have a quarterback like C.J. Stroud. Like, just take care of the football, and we'll take care of it on the defensive side of the football. That's how we're going to win games, play lower scoring. So I think that might be also part of his thought process as well, that he's not thinking so much like you just laid out. He's not thinking so much of like, oh man, we need another weapon in the passing game. No, it's, you know, what can we do to improve this defense? Because that's how he's spending his day. That's what he's working on. That's what's front of mind. And even as I alluded to, if it's subconsciously, you get out of balance here, where you sit back and think like, oh, we're making all these moves on defense, but we got to address the offense.
That's why, Luke, I am not going to be shocked at all if he sits there and he goes, oh my God, look at that defensive tackle.
In the first round?
Oh, my God. Oh, I got to have him. I got to get my hands. Listen to what he could do to this defense. Oh, my God. I got to have my hands on him. We can get Tyler Booker in the second round or something else. I got to have him. Like, I can see. I mean, obviously, I don't think Tyler D'Amico talks like that. Maybe he doesn't have that sound. But I think he can do that. By the way, let's get to T-Mill's best bets before we do that, Tyler. I think that poor young lady who is stuck with the box wine just walked in, Tyler. I feel poor young lady who is stuck with the box wine.
Wow, very good. You spotted it
out. Oh, yeah. I could see that connection. You lit up like a Christmas tree. Okay. As soon as she rolled in, I saw that. Please, if you get that girl box wine, Luke, I'm going to hunt you down and I'm going to find you. All right. You could at least go over to HEB. They've got a $12 to $16 section that you could at least explore. Box
we know
wine.
It well, yeah.
Like, she is clapping her hands. Clapping
okay,
her.
All right.
T-Mill, give us your best bets. How are you going to make some folks some money tonight?
That's right. It has been yet another profitable week thus far on best bets. We're in the green, 65% success rate thus far. Keep it going on a Friday night. I got 5 baseball bets for you. And if you miss any of these as I list them off, you can check it out on my Twitter, at T-Mill Real Deal. I post it there as well. 5 bets. First, hometown squad, Stros, they are back in action on the diamond at Daikin Park tonight against the Angels. I'm on their money line. Next, the big man, Yordan Alvarez, over 1.5 total bases.
He gets You're bound to get this.
He gets a double, you win money. Obviously, homer, money. Next, Brewers, +1.5 at the Diamondbacks. Next bet, Padres, -1.5, hosting the Rockies. And lastly, an over for you, Giants at those Yankee turds. Over 8 runs tonight. Those are your 5 bets. Any of those y'all like? Any of them that you hate?
I like the Giants and Yankees over with 8 in Yankee Stadium. I'm with you. I would keep pressing my luck with Yordan getting more than a damn single in the game. I would press my luck with that. So I can ride with that. He gets a double, he's in. So I like those two.
I like to think the Astros can get a win against the Angels of all teams.
Man, Angels, man.
Let's go get it in.
Yeah. You know these Angels, Tyler. You know these Angels.
I know them very well.
No reason. All right. We appreciate everybody who came out. We've had a great time here at Spectators. You can still come on out, man. as the Astros will be on TV, the Rockets a little bit later on as well. For Luke, who did a great job, Tyler as well, I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston, we love you, baby. I feel like Roger would just start hitting people. Tyler Milner, is that Johnny Cash on the shirt, Tyler?
Nah, man, that's a little B.B. King.
Oh, a little B.B. King. Wow, way
live from the Cook County Jail.
Good God almighty.
The sun in your eyes.
To mix up Johnny Cash and B.B. King. Where are you on the first date, Roger? Are you, like, would you give a gift? Would you give flowers? Where are you at on this?
No, he's right. You don't have to bring anything now because the girls bring it. They bring it to you.
Bring it to you. What you talking about they bring it
no,
to
they,
you?
No, they bring you something, so then you're obliged to make that car payment down the road. They pull you right in, man.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all back by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.